Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
KNSS. Steve at 10 in the morning now. 6:45 on a Friday. Three big things. Wichita Mayor Whipple wants to extend city's pandemic mask ordinance, set to expire Sunday.
Two.
University of Kansas will test everyone on campus for COVID-19.
One.
White House representatives and Democrats discuss pandemic relief package still far apart. Three big things. Steve and Ted on KNSS.
This morning in Wichita, traffic conditions out there looking pretty good at the moment, and the gasoline prices in the Wichita area, still seeing a lot of places with gasoline prices around $1.97 a gallon or $1.95 a gallon. The best I've seen so far this morning, 61st Street North and I-135 up in Park City, $1.89 a gallon. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jed Chambers.
Well, we have isolated showers possible early this morning, then sunny, breezy, and warmer today with a high of 94 degrees. Yesterday's high, 83. Mostly clear tonight, the overnight low, 75. Saturday, sunny and hot. Tomorrow's high, 98 degrees.
Ouch.
Now a cloudy sky. We have a south wind at 10 miles per hour and 74 degrees. The three major markets ended today on an up note Thursday.
At the closing bell, the Dow gained 185 points to finish at 27,387. The NASDAQ added 109 to close at 11,108. And the S&P added 21 points to close at 3,349. Investors are waiting to hear about any progress on a possible congressional stimulus package. Sentiment did get a boost earlier in the session with better-than-expected weekly jobless claims that came in close to 1.2 million. All eyes will be on the July jobs report. Analysts predict 1.6 million new jobs last month. Shares of Facebook gaining 7%, while Apple added 4%. Ashley Webster, Fox News.
Uber lost $1.78 billion in the second quarter as the pandemic carved a gaping hole in its ride-hailing business, with millions of people staying home to reduce the spread of the coronavirus. Its food delivery business grew as more people ordered in, but that growing part of its business didn't turn a profit. San Francisco-based ride-hailing giant brought in $2.24 billion in revenue during the second quarter, down 27% from the same time last year. So, hey, the pandemic's having an impact on business.
Oh, really?
Nothing new on that.
Sheesh.
Okay. 6:48 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. How much for a foreign passport?
Yeah, how
Don
much?
Don Graham, CFP, the money tracker, $10.
I think you'll agree with me on this statement. America is the greatest country in the world.
Well, yeah.
Yes. Now, whenever I see news of a democracy demonstrations in Hong Kong, brownouts in North Korea, or genocide in any number of other countries, I think about how blessed I am to be an American. I think most of us feel that way. And with that said, I still envy those with a dual citizenship. Now, with two passports, one could winter in Italy and summer in Minnesota and all the time benefit from all of the resources afforded to citizens of both those countries. for some countries, issuing a citizenship through investment passport is becoming big business, and it's mostly in the Caribbean, places it wouldn't be too bad to be in the winter. St. Lucia, Grenada, Antigua, Barbuda, St. Kitts, Nevis, and Dominica are on the growing list of Caribbean countries that will give you a passport for a price. Buying a passport will offer visa-free travel and for to and from for you and your sovereign, your new sovereign, but also other friendly nations. Think about it. This is particularly attractive to Chinese and citizens from restrictive Middle Eastern countries. U.S. authorities and many others are becoming more concerned about the often lax vetting processes used by many of these countries. So we're concerned about security issues, and the State Department may encourage sanctions and restrictions against some of these countries that are selling passports. Well, how much? The British counties of Barbuda and Antigua offer citizens for a family of four for a mere $100,000 donation, and it goes to its development fund. And they've lowered the cost for additional children. Wow. Get the fifth child for free. You know, fifth child eats free. Mm. Countries like Cyprus and Malta that are in the EU, they offer citizenships for purchase as well, but at a much higher price because of the connection to the EU. Competition for new citizens is adding to competition between many countries as they work to pay for deficits caused by less tourism because of COVID-19. And, of course, if you have any questions on this, you can give me a call, number 634-2222.
So what you're talking about is not necessarily about passports. You're talking about dual citizenship.
Yes, you're buying citizenship.
You buy it.
You don't have to go $100,000 for a family of four if you want to go to Grenada.
I don't want to go to Grenada. I don't have to memorize their constitution, or there's no written test.
Well, there may be something like that thrown in there, but I think that the bottom line is going to be the bottom line.
What does it cost to join America, then, to become an American citizen?
Well, that's not too easy, I don't think.
I don't know. Is there a fee?
I'm sure there are some fees. I think probably the fees are nominal, but it's the time and the wait and the selection process that makes it difficult.
Yeah. Okay, well, passports. Mm. Okay.
Hey, Ted, where would you want to buy? What country would you want to buy into?
Norway.
Norway?
Yeah.
You've been watching Lilyhammer on TV?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good, great show.
Really? I used to date her in high school.
Lilyhammer?
Lilyhammer.
She had a cousin named Joyce that I knew. Yeah.
Oh. Well, there was Ball Peen, you know.
Hmm. I would like to live near a fjord.
And then Claw, a fjord.
Near a fjord? Yes. Are you kidding me?
I used to drive one. Mm.
What?
Oh, a Ford. I'm sorry, a fjord.
Would you want to live someplace like that, Ted? Really?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
For what? Well, what?
What if they didn't have any
4 months out of the year? Two months out of the year?
Yeah, that'd be about right. Yeah.
What if they didn't have any cable?
Oh, they got cable.
Well, now you're making me rethink this.
They didn't have any Wi-Fi.
I could do without that.
I just wonder, because, you know, it's a... My wife, because she used to take these tests when you were in school sometimes, and they would tell you what you were your ideal...
Oh, what your occupation would be.
Yeah. You know what Shelley's was? You would never guess this. A forest ranger.
Yeah. My mom, too.
Is that right?
Yeah.
A forest ranger.
Wow.
By yourself in a big, tall tower with a... Yeah. I would never picture that for Shelley.
Well, you know what that was? That was the forest ranging recruiting service because they're looking for beautiful women to...
Yeah, They didn't... they told me I was going to be a deadbeat, whatever that is.
Deadbeat.
Mission accomplished.
I went to the counselor. I went to the counselor one time in high school over at West. And just because she said we need to talk to everybody at least once.
Oh, that's good. That's a great way to determine your career path.
I think it was Mrs. Beaver, maybe. Anyway, she said she looked at my stuff. And I said, you know, I look at your grades here, and we've got your IQ test, and you're really an underachiever.
Oh, that's nice.
So she labeled me right there. In other words, I wasn't a very good student. I'm not a very good student. I'm smart enough, but I'm just not a very good student. In other words, I'm intellectually lazy. So from then on, I adopted that. I've been an underachiever the rest of my life.
Well, you know, hey, why overpromise and underperform?
Right. Exactly.
You know? Yes. You walk in and say, hey, I'm an underachiever. Nobody's disappointed.
Hey, don't expect much from me. And they don't.
Something good happens, it's a huge victory.
Exactly.
Great surprise. International Beer Day, fellas.
Oh, yes.
We're not talking about Coors. We're talking about foreign beers like Budweiser, right?
Well, actually, Budweiser originally was. Budweiser. It's a Czech beer.
Perhaps there's a porter or a Belgian in your glass, whether yours is fermented or not, dark or pale, hoppy, bitter, smooth. Raise your mug today.
You know, you just did. You just told the Wagon Masters they can drink at lunch today.
Oh, no.
Green light.
Not to say that a Friday lunch with the Wagon Masters wouldn't involve beer
Steve
anyway.
Steve said it's beer day.
This message to the Wichita Wagon Masters, the beer light is lit. Is that what you're saying?
That's a good way to put
it. Say
yeah, but it has to be like a foreign beer? Is that say?
No, it's international.
International, okay.
Yeah.
Well, we're
foreign beers like Schlitz are okay.
Yeah, but we're a foreign beer to some other country, so it's still a foreign beer.
I'll tell you what, it's 6:54 in the morning. I don't really want to talk about beer anymore. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Thanks. Thank you, gentlemen. 6:55. Steve and Ted coming up top of the hour. In our news, Democrats and White House representatives have been talking about a pandemic relief bill. No conclusion. They're still far apart. We've got that story and more. Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.